I will make a covenant of peace with them, an everlasting covenant. I will bless them, increase their numbers, and establish my sanctuary among them forever.
There is a world.
Hear now the word of Scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This promise declares a sanctuary of grace over the people of God. It is in this fortress of faith we find the eternal security that brings a peace that passes all understanding. The prophet Samuel declared his confidence in the living God, proclaiming, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. God is my rock and my refuge. God is my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From the evil of violence, you save me." In Jesus of Nazareth, this scripture became available to all people. Jesus became the rock in the weary land. His ministry brought hope to the weary and healing to the wounded. He became the sanctuary for the wanderer and a home for the wayfarer. Jesus became the sinner's hiding place and a shelter in the time of storm.
Jesus.
Jesus went from village to village, preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. Eventually, his journeys brought him to a hill above the great city of Jerusalem. Looking over the holy city, he was moved to tears. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those God sends to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Soon, Jesus would enter the city, and people would gather to praise him as their deliverer. A parade of worshipers, waving palms and crying, "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," followed him through the city. For a moment, it appeared that all the people were gathering within the shelter of God's loving wings of mercy. When it became time for Jesus and his chosen disciples to celebrate the Passover, they sought the quiet cloister of an upper room where a meal had been prepared. As they sat at the table, Jesus comforted them and announced to them a new covenant. This covenant of grace would be a sanctuary for all people. As the children of Israel took shelter from death and pestilence in the days of Moses, so would the Lamb of God provide a safe haven against spiritual death. Jesus would become God's sacrifice for the sins of all. For it is written, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Thank you. After the Passover meal, Jesus took sanctuary in a garden on the Mount of Olives called Gethsemane. He had often come to this place to pray, and as he knelt beneath a canopy of trees, he felt deep anguish in his spirit. As deep shadows began to fall, three times he prayed to his Father, "Let this cup pass by me." And three times he cried, "Thy will be done." His heart was in despair, so God sent an angel who comforted and ministered to him. By his example, Jesus in the garden taught us to take refuge in the sanctuary of prayer. It is in that chapel of hope and light that we are able to find peace in the midst of life's challenges. It is in these quiet moments of reflection that we may feel the winds of God's Spirit moving in our midnight gardens, refreshing us with perfect grace. We invite the ushers to come forward at this time to collect the offering.
Give to the wind.
Jesus was arrested and tried for treason before a Roman governor. Encouraged by an angry mob, Pilate ordered that Christ be beaten and then delivered over to be executed by crucifixion. He was taken to a mountaintop where he was hung on a cross. This fulfilled the scripture that promised, "If I be lifted up, I will draw people everywhere to my side." As the skies darkened, Jesus whispered, "It is finished," and took upon his wounded heart the sins of the world. His cross has become a hiding place for a desperate world. It is a tower of strength to the weak and a sanctuary of grace for the lost. In the sheltering embrace of his perfect love, the seeker at last finds home.
Call for the Savior, will He hear you?
Jesus is the ark of safety. Jesus is my rock, a mighty fortress, my deliverer. Jesus is a tower of strength. Jesus is my refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. God is my shield, my glory. He lifts up my head. Jesus is the ark of promise against the tempests of life. Jesus is my hiding place. The Lord preserves me from trouble. The Lord is the shade at my right hand. Jesus is my dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Jesus is my keeper, and in his loving grace, I find my sanctuary.
Jesus.